8:32.
Era, if you will, and the lady who was responsible for it. I always used to pride myself, frankly, Richie, because as a disc jockey, when this song was a big hit, I think I was the only one who knew that Melanie's last name was Safka, and I used to introduce her.
Oh, my God.
So, that's a, nobody ever refers to you as Melanie Safka, do they? They just call you Melanie.
No, you're right. But in Europe, they tended to use my last name for some reason.
They did. Which do you think is more, when you think about the audiences that you perform for and have been for more years than you probably want to admit to, then it isn't a bad thing. It's just that you have been, you've been singing for 40-some-odd years, right?
Yes, very odd. Very odd.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you sing in Europe, how is the audience different, or sing anywhere else around the world? Because you travel all around the world as singing songs like Brand New Key and Lay Down and some of the other things that are well-known and associated with you. You have appeared at Royal Albert Hall. You've been at Carnegie Hall. You've been at the Met. You have been at the Sydney Opera House. You've sung to the General Assembly in the United Nations. So it's not like you haven't been around there, my friend.
Yeah, well, I think Europe is they're used to people coming and going, you know. So, but in America, you know, if you don't perform for 3 weeks, you're in retirement.
Right.
Something.
Everybody forgets who you are. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. I wonder now, Clay Cohut, who's the youngest member of our staff, he may have remembered because I talked about you last week after you and I had a phone conversation. I had a quick conversation on the air about you and. And I don't remember, Richie, whether we asked Clay at the time whether he had ever heard or ever if he knew who Melanie was. Because everybody, if you just say Melanie, everybody knows who you're talking about. Clay, what do you know who Melanie is?
Just by saying Melanie, no, but I love that song.
Yeah. Well, it's a song. Well, that's bridge. That's another thing about your music, Melanie. You seem to be able to bridge generations. That song has as much meaning today as it did when Roberta was a kid and she heard it for the first time, or any of us, in a sense, because it doesn't sound old. Does it? Am I the only one who thinks that?
I think that had to do with my husband's production. He was, he's just very adventurous in the studio, so he wasn't looking to duplicate stuff that was a hit at the time, but he was just really interested in getting out the essence of the song and my God, my voice is so low. It's very early.
I'm not going to ask you to sing.
So
we'll take a couple of excerpts off.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I could do it right now. But I do it. I do it nightly. And for a period of time, I was really reluctant. You know, I was kind of a reactionary against that song because that's all anybody wanted to hear.
Yep.
And before that, I had Candles in the Rain with the gospel choir and before that, Beautiful People and Look What They've Done to My Song. But when that song came out, that was all anybody knew.
Yep.
So I did it. Sometimes I would, you know, be in these stadium kind of situations and feeling feisty, I might not do the song at all.
Richie, get the copy of Look What They've Done to My Song. See if you can find that in your repertoire. I don't know if we have it there. But, the things that are some people confuse Candles in the Rain with Candles in the Wind, which is not at all.
Very, very different song.
Right.
Very different song.
Yeah. And you want that was a song that introduced you to people. That came along before Brand New Key, did it not?
Yes. Yes, it did.
Did you write
so
it?
When Brand New Key. Yes. Yes, yeah. I did.
And
I had a lot of convincing to do with the Edwin Hawkins Singers because they didn't want to do anything without a religious reference. And I said, it's there. It's in there. And I was really shy. I'm amazed that I got it. Them to perform it, but when I went to the school that they were rehearsing in, I just sang with my guitar, and I was so believing that they were the group that had to be the singing the chorus with me. Mm-hmm. That I by the time I finished singing the second chorus, there were people in the group that were singing it with me, and I knew it was gonna work.
The Edwin Hawkins Singers were they on the record or were they just in that performance?
They were on the record.
They
yeah.
were on the record. Now, see, I didn't
yeah,
know that. I never knew that.
Yeah, that was Melanie and the Edwin Hawkins Singers. They had just come off a big hit record, and they were on the same record label as I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that people often talk, by the way, to sort of get it out there, one of the things that is a reality in your life, and it's a strange sort of reality, the synchronicity in of it all, your husband passed away a couple of weeks ago, and it happened that you were in the town where I live. I didn't know you were here. You never heard of me until you met a mutual friend of ours who happens to be in Arizona. So it's a really strange sort of a world, isn't it? And it's sad about the passing of your husband. How are you doing?
Well, you know, until you brought it up, it was probably, yeah, I've been just living my life, you know. I know he wants me to keep going. I know I did a concert 2 days afterward. It was a magical concert, and I totally felt he was there.
Yeah.
I know his presence. I know something of him is there, and he's with me.
So
and
that's what you think about.
Totally yeah. feel that. My son, who produced our last album that we all did together, totally fills it too. We're convinced that Peter is around. He's working it from some other side.
Well, I think that happens, and there's nothing wrong with that. I would like to have in a moment. Speaking of your son, Bo, he is quite an accomplished musician in any number of ways. Some people have described him as being brilliant. We're going to play an excerpt. There's a new CD that Melanie has released called. Ever since you never heard of me for people that are Clay's age. So, but exactly. It's for everybody, but this is stuff that addresses some of the new music. And your son has an instrumental that I want to play a bit of, plus a cut from a song you recorded with Johnny Cash. But this is great stuff. People will want to know about it. A perfect time of year for you to release the CD. Ever since you never heard of me. A new blend of some of the songs. And by the way, if you want to check it out, we have, I think, Clay posted melaniesmusic.com at gooddayshow.com, the connection to Melanie's music from Good Day Show. And she's performing. She's still continuing. She sings, as you heard her say, that song every night. And you wonder. I asked once Justin Hayward of the Moody Blues if he ever got tired of singing the same songs that they've been singing, you've been singing for 35, 40 years, and he said, as long as the audience is digging it, I'm digging it. And maybe you said
every once
in a while, I think, I don't want to sing the song, but the audience wants it, and they usually respond.
Yeah. And, you know, it's really, I mean, for me now, it's fine. It's totally fine. But it was just that little while, you know, when I was just totally identified with that song and only that song, that it became
It becomes annoying. It's annoying when you have a whole repertoire.
It's annoying, and I was just felt that that's all anybody thought I could do, you know.
Yeah,
so
right.
you know.
Well,
so,
there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
that...
no, but now it has a whole new meaning, and people tell me stories about what they were doing when that song came out, or. Maybe they were really, really young, or maybe, you know, their mother might have played it to them, or they always did that when they went roller skating or something. Of course, the only problem is that key. There's a key symbol, and nobody, you know, who's now, because there's no key in a roller skate anymore, but, you know, that was a little mechanism, and you had to tighten the skate to your shoe, and so that was where the key reference was. Then, when it was released, there were radio stations that wouldn't play it because they said it had sexual connotations and it had key club references. That was a big thing, white swapping clubs. And people would, you know, the key was like the symbol of that. And,
people are crazy.
You know, it was crazy. I was just breaking a fast, as a matter of fact. And I think I was hallucinating a little bit. And I had this whoosh of that memory that of everything coming back to you from when you're a child. And I remembered roller skating and the boy next door.
People thought you were hallucinating because you'd used drugs. In fact, you had gone on a diet.
No, I was fasting.
Right.
I was on 27 days on water.
Yeah.
And eventually, you know, you start leaving your body.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. We're going to ask you to stay with us a little bit longer than might normally be the case because I want to touch on some of these songs. Melanie Safka is here. Yeah, she's known as the person that made the song Brand New Key famous and Lay Down and some other songs that we all know when we make reference to that part of our life. But she continues to perform and some great things on the CD. We'll touch and taste them in a few moments here. It's 18 after on Good Day.
And now for the bonus round. Earth is to moon as pancake is to...
Rice rub?
Correct. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Why not?
Because it hasn't been washed.
Correct.
Woo!
All Wii consoles connect to the internet, which means what?
It means I can now watch movies instantly from Netflix.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
The holidays are no doubt fun, but exhausting. The grind of it all can leave us focused on everyone but ourselves. Make your well-being a priority this holiday season and put Nature's Youth at the top of your Christmas list. Nature's Youth creates natural supplements that enhance your ability to defy aging, empowering you to feel younger, healthier, happier, and more fulfilled. What better time to feel more fulfilled than the holidays? And how convenient that most of their more than 100 products fit perfectly in a stocking. Like a box of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And guess what? Place any order, anything between now and January 1st, get $5 off that order and get a free bottle of Pro GHR spray. I mean, it is the holidays. Take advantage of the special holiday savings. $5 off any order, plus a free bottle of Pro GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923, or log on to naturesyouth.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
Sold over a million copies when it came out initially in 1970, Lay Down.
Nice, that's great.
Female Vocalist of the Year Award from the Music Trade Publications. Melanie Safka here on Good Day at 21 past the hour.
Let your white bird smile up, have a bunch of dead brown.
We were so...
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
My IAVA and the Ad Council.
Jagged edges fell into the dark abyss, and he lived through love, he cried through love, he died through love and lived. Yeah, he lived through love, he cried through love, he died through love and lived.
Hey, that's nice.
I want to know the story of this song. Melanie Safka is here, known far and wide just as Melanie. Her new CD is called Ever Since You Never Heard of Me. This is a cut from that CD called Working Legend. So what's the story behind the story of this?
Well, I wrote this about 20 years after I met Johnny Cash. And Johnny was already gone by the time I recorded it. But I did the Johnny Cash show twice on the TV show.
Right.
And I just loved him. He was just amazing. He had such a great energy, and I always wanted to do something. And I actually wanted him to sing this song, you know, but it already passed the point, but
right.
We took the sound from the show that I did,
right,
and inserted it. My son inserted those comments that he actually made during my performance.
Really?
So different song, but talk about synchronicity. The song that I sang on that show was in the exact same key. It almost sounds like at the tail end of this song you'll hear. I start playing this other song, but it almost sounds like it's a different groove, but to the same song because it's in the same key.
How much training? How'd you learn about music? What kind of training, other than self-taught? What do you have?
I was just from a really musical family, and they all sang, and everybody played something, and family get-togethers were just always full of music, and that was that was where I really felt I needed to live, was in the music. Because family life otherwise was pretty dark.
Yeah, I know.
But it was just in those musical moments that I felt that was where I was my true self.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I couldn't say those words when I was little, but I felt that's what I felt.
Yeah. So you are passing this on to your son, Beau?
Well, I don't know about that. He's picked his own little particular kind of genius. He's incredibly complex. I mean, he knows orchestration, and he just picked this up by listening to music. And really, I didn't encourage any of my children to go into music. It's terrible business. It's been very, very difficult with lots of disappointments. But you know, it's the music itself that
right.
we live for.
All right, let's listen to Beau on Deserts of Blue.
This composition.
Listen to this. This is all him.
Beautiful.
Yeah. All him.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
Yeah, this is good stuff. Now, you said that he edited the Johnny Cash stuff. How much a part of, you said your husband, your late husband, was very much involved in the mixing and editing of how your work was presented. Has Beau learned how to do that as well? Because that takes a lot. That's a craft in and of itself.
Oh, yeah, of course. In fact, Beau said he felt so lucky that this last year Peter was really involved with him in the making of this last album. Peter had a heart attack a year ago, almost to the day,
yeah.
And he came back from his heart stopped beating. He was actually dead, and he came back, and almost a year later, he died. But right before we left for this Working Legend tour, he said to me that, Melanie, maybe I'm just here for this little while to make sure I get everything straightened out for you and Beau. And I broke down and cried, and he came over and hugged me. He said, I'm only kidding, only kidding. But there was something so true. And
much is said in jest, Melanie. Much
yeah,
is said
yeah.
in jest. All right, I would like you to stay right there if you don't mind, because there are a few more things I want to touch on before we say goodbye. Melanie
okay.
Safka is here. The new CD, Ever Since You Never Heard of Me. It's 29 past the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Council.
This hour of the program, or at least as much time as we can steal away from Melanie, Melanie Safka, her new CD, Ever Since You Never Heard of Me. You know, every once in a while I throw myself into something like this, and I'm throwing myself into this because of a couple of different reasons, actually. One of them is that her music is so important to people of all ages and generations. This woman's been at this for at least 40 years. And has the credentials to show or to prove her success, not that she really has to. But she's very down to earth. I found her in a conversation I had with her a week or so ago, just to be what you would like to think people who are as accomplished as she is, but yet down to earth. No trappings, no phoniness, no foolishness. It just is. It's all about the music. And you could have probably, I say this, lovingly, the music is more important. Were you to have run your life differently, you might be in a little different shape. You could have been a lot richer if you'd have played the game a different way. Would you agree with that statement?
Oh, totally. Yeah, keeping your integrity can be pretty expensive. I was offered at one point to kind of superimpose the sound of my voice on songs that I had no idea, no feeling about. And I thought, you know, to sing songs that I love night after night is a hard life.
Yeah.
But to get up and try to sell songs that are less than how, you know, less than ideal for me, that would be a hideous life. So I basically don't think I could have pulled it off. But, you know, I was offered major record deals by every president of all the major labels to just put down that guitar, stop writing the song. Don't worry about the songs. We'll get you a Barry Manilow song to sing.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And nothing wrong with that, but it's good for him, not for me.
Well, it's so, a different, right. It's a different culture. One of the things, when you and I first had a conversation, I mentioned something about the Mamas and the Papas, and I thought to myself, no, that wasn't Melanie, that was Spanky McFarland, who was in when Cass Elliot died. For some reason in my mind, at that moment when I was talking to you, I was thinking you replaced her, but it wasn't. It was Spanky McFarland. Do you know Spanky McFarland? You came across. You must have performed with all these people at the time.
Yeah, I performed with so many people, but, you know, I was shy and also married, and I wasn't hanging out with people. So I met everyone, Elton John and the Rolling Stones and Stevie Wonder, but I neglected to have my photo taken sometimes.
Yeah.
And now that I'm thinking of writing a story about Peter and his life, I'm actually not thinking about it, I'm actually doing it.
Yeah.
I'm writing Peter's
Peter,
life.
For those of you just joining us, was her late husband who passed away about a month ago, here in Framingham, in fact.
No, it was actually, it was the 26th of October.
So just a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, 3 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like it just, you know, it's just...
Right.
Fresh, but I'm writing it. I'm writing the story. I'm writing the story of how he's an immigrant, came to this country, just had this incredibly complex and interesting life and met me, and I was his only client. Yeah. Actually, I convinced him not to sign Bruce Springsteen.
Really? Where's Roberta?
Yeah, I wasn't proud of that, really. But at the time, we both lived in the same part of New Jersey, and I knew Bruce Springsteen as the person who hung out, and this was, you know, less than Bruce Springsteen at the time.
Yeah.
So it was just something, I said, if you bring that guy into our house, I'm never going to talk to you again. So but Peter really believed in him, and he had seen him perform, whereas I didn't.
Yeah.
And he really saw something. So he got him to the artist that he had been producing, Mike Appel, mm-hmm. who had a group called the Balloon Farm, and Peter produced with him the first psychedelic record, and they with a theremin and odd sounding things, and Mike Appel became his manager. He actually brought Mike Appel to see Bruce Springsteen.
Really?
So Mike
I wish Appel I, we have one of the ladies that's on with us who had to leave. Roberta Fasanelli is the supreme Bruce fan. She is a big. She's been to hundreds of his concerts. Loves him.
Yeah, before the E Street Band, there was another group, and I can't remember the name, but I have to get some of that product that you advertised. I was actually writing the number as the ad was going on.
Really?
He was like, I need some of that.
Get some of that. Which of the songs that are on this new CD, Ever Since You Never Heard of Me, which is your favorite? I don't mean to try to have it's like picking your who's your favorite son, but what's your favorite song?
Well, at this very second, it's between I Tried to Die Young and A Kiss from the Heart.
All right, let's Richie, A Kiss from the Heart. I don't want to know.
Okay.
I Try to Die Young wouldn't be something that uplifts that doesn't sound like anyway. This.
Oh, it is. It's very uplifting.
Oh, is it? All right. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
really.
We'll try A Kiss from the Heart. The next excerpt from Ever Since You Never Heard of Me, Melanie. Go ahead.
Light years from where it all starts, when a kiss on the lips was a kiss from the heart.
When you went from someone I knew to the someone I loved, all the signs led to dreams coming true, and the message rang clear that we'd never part. When a kiss on the lips was a kiss from the heart.
Had your son Bo there with you?
Yeah, that's Bo singing his debut.
Now, see, again, this is stuff that has as much of Richie, who is one of my co-hosts, and he's actually at the controls in our studio in Washington. He's very critical. And if we have people on the air that he doesn't like, he will, he's happy to let me know.
He's a music snob, right?
Well, yeah, he is a music snob.
Yeah, and, like New Kids on the Block, who's Jennifer's
hey.
Old favorite.
Yeah, that's garbage. Yeah, but this has something, and the thing that is more fascinating about this than anything else is here's
it's a song.
Performer.
It tells a story.
Right, it's a story, and a performer who's been at this for a long time. I don't mean to underscore your age, but I mean you've been doing this for a long time, and you still have it. How many people do you know, realistically, Richie? I mean, back to Jennifer, what you were saying about New Kids on the Block. 40 years from now, is anyone going to give a damn about the New Kids on the Block?
Well, let's see. You got the Rolling Stones, you got the Beatles, you know, it's stuff like that. Yeah, but you know, it's tough to be able to 40 years.
Well, they're not.
Able to
I mean, the Rolling Stones may come out with something,
right?
How many people are
right.
still producing
you're,
like
you're
this
right.
at this
you're
time
right.
in
they
their
don't.
Life?
They don't. They yeah. don't. But it's tough to be able to make a song that sounds this good. You know, after you've written and written and written, that's my question, Melanie, is how it would seem like your brain is just empty of any ideas of what to write and what to lay down. How do you come up with something fresh in your head after all these years of doing this?
I think it's because I've always been music first, and I just have a lot of fun doing it. You know, it's just... I love the process of creation. You know, it's my passion. It's not. I never went out to be famous. I didn't go. In fact, I think I would have been really happy just being a quiet songwriter. But I had this voice, you know, that wanted to be heard. So I was a singer. In fact, I hate the term singer songwriter. It's kind of one of those. You're not really either one. But I'm a singer on one line and a songwriter on another. There were just two different parts of me, and I love expressing something that I feel is my little universe, and it applies to others in a whole other way.
And you can go back to the beginning of your career, by the way, when Melanie first was heard at Woodstock, the song "Beautiful People," which still has, Rich, I don't know if you can find that there or not. That came before Lay Down and before Brand New Key. And for me, that has always been your signature song, even though most people, the 100 jillion million people that want to hear you sing Brand New Key. For me, where you started and where you still are is with the Beautiful People. And I think that comes through, as Richie's suggesting, in this new material that you have. But if you go back to the era of the 60s, late 60s, when Beautiful People came around, and how many other recording artists have done, Look What They've Done to My Song or Beautiful People, other things that you've been responsible for?
Well, a lot of European singers covered my songs. And in fact, Look What They've Done to My Song wasn't even my hit. I think it was a group called the New Seekers.
Yeah, it was. The New Seekers
just
had
very
yeah.
much like
right.
me.
Yep.
The girl singer sounded very much like me. So,
yeah.
But my favorite version of that song was Ray Charles.
Oh. Did you ever meet and or perform with him?
No, I never got to. In fact, I was at something where he was receiving an award, and somehow it just didn't happen. But
can you give us a wild story from Woodstock?
I'm sorry?
Can you give us a wild story from Woodstock? What's your most memorable moment from Woodstock? If there are any memorable moments from Woodstock that performers
can talk about this on the air?
Yeah.
No, I was very lower echelon. In fact, the phenomenon of me and Woodstock is pretty much that I went on that stage relatively unknown. I mean, maybe 3% of that audience knew anything about me from that song, Beautiful People, mm-hmm. because as you said it was played. It was played. It was what they called a turntable hit because it was on radio stations everywhere, but the record company just didn't see it,
yeah.
you know, and they didn't have it in the stores. So
that's a great example, by the way, as an aside, of why the way new music is distributed today is so much more beneficial, because in the days of the big fat guy sitting in the corner with a cigar in their mouth deciding what people were going to hear or what was going to be
right.
a hit, those days are gone. But in this era, this is a perfect example of a great song that would have been extraordinarily well received by the public and sold well. Some guy just said, nope, we're not going to release that as a single. That's
exactly.
all. That was
Absolutely.
it. Yeah.
That's the way it was.
Yeah.
And in fact, radio then only played one female an hour. So on top of everything else, it was that.
I've forgotten about that. Yeah, there was this. You could play one group and one female an hour. That was it. The rest of them were all, I had forgotten all about that from when I was a disc jockey. I started in the mid-60s. By the time late 60s came around, I had a job in Boston. And through the early 70s till 74, I was playing music. And I have forgotten the jerk who was the program director told me two things. Shut up and play the music. And play, don't play, you know, at that point there was some discretion in what we played. So he'd say, play one woman an hour, one group an hour, and then, you know, take it from the top 40 other than that. And, you know, that's why not a lot of women made it into the top 40.
That's
because
right.
The bosses,
exactly
the big fat white guys, didn't want women's music on the air.
That's right. Exactly it. And you know, it was before even the feminist movement, so
yeah.
There was no Gloria Steinem to fight for me.
No, right.
Well, I didn't even know, really. I mean, you know, it was just the way it was, and that was the game, so that's what I did. But I never really thought, oh, this is an evil world.
It's a good world, but you just have to find your way through it on your own. Some people don't have
exactly
the starch
exactly
to do it. All right, here's the last. We've got to squeeze ourselves here a little bit. If I played Motherhood of Love or My Surprise, which would be the better two for us to hear a little bit of from Ever Since You Never Heard?
Well, if you want to hear something in Sanskrit, you can play Motherhood of Love.
No, I want to hear something upbeat and loving and fun.
Oh, loving. Well, it's My Surprise is kind of got a lot of attitude and
Richie,
spunk to it.
My Surprise from the CD Ever Since You Never Heard of Me. New blend of all kinds of sounds and styles from Melanie and her son, Bo. That's available. If you go to DougSteffen.com, we'll have pictures and connections to Melanie'sMusic.com. Melanie, thank you so much
for
all kinds of great things. Melanie Safgon, good day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Montel Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounced checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
A as many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Gate into your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Go to hemp. USA.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
The latest on what's happening in the air and at the airports, too. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. Let's start in the air. Some tense moments yesterday as a Delta Airlines jet had to make an emergency landing at Kennedy Airport in New York City. Here's one of the 200 passengers aboard Delta Flight 30 describing what she heard, what people saw, and what they were told.
We heard a noise, like we hit something, and then some people saw flashes. Some people thought it was a bird. Some people thought it was fire. We weren't quite sure what was going on. And then probably like 3 minutes later, the pilot announced that we had an engine failure.
The pilot dumped fuel over the Atlantic for about an hour before landing the plane safely at 6 o'clock last night Eastern Time. Delta Flight 30 was en route from New York to Moscow when all of this occurred. No injuries. Everyone got off the plane safely. We're still not sure what happened. An investigation is underway. Meanwhile, at many airports across the country, you have the continuing controversy over those new security procedures, specifically the body scanners and the pat-downs. A grassroots effort threatens to boycott airports and airlines that use scanners and pat-downs the day before Thanksgiving. That's this Wednesday. An organization called We Won't Fly says it's organizing a national opt-out day to protest what it calls an invasion of privacy with these security procedures. The head of the TSA says no changes are planned in the current policies. New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer says air travelers are going to have to be patient as all of this plays out.
Security and privacy, it's going to take a while to figure those out and to figure out an appropriate balance.
And there's your balanced, carefully worded political answer. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
All right, that's 19,000 little wooden horses on strings. How would you like to pay for that?
Discover card.
So, don't you elves usually make these?
Hey, with 5% cashback bonus, it's not worth getting my tights in a bundle.
What are you going to do with the cashback bonus?
Saving up for some plastic surgery. You know, your thing.
Now through December, get 5% cashback bonus at restaurants, clothing, and department stores with Discover Card. Sign up at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover. Limitations apply.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will
make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Through November 20th, save on all tires, all tire brands, all tire sizes. Plus, save up to an extra $80 with a purchase of 4 Goodyear or Dunlop tires after mail-in rebate. And all cargo carriers are on sale starting as low as $69.99. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Wall Street coming off a lackluster day last Friday. The Dow, NASDAQ, S&P, all with small gains. Investors will wait for Black Friday this week to see if the retail sector is rebounding. Trading is traditionally light during Thanksgiving week, and investors will bide their time to wait for the traditional start to the holiday shopping season on Friday. We still have more than a month to go for this year, but not too early to start looking ahead to 2011, with economic forecasters saying they expect the U.S. economy to remain sluggish next year. The gloomy outlook comes in the latest National Association for Business Economic Survey. The report says the economy will continue to be weighed down by high public debt, unemployment, and business regulation. Prices at the pump? Let's check it out.
Fill it up.
We're up 4.5 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks, according to the Lundberg Survey. National average for a gallon of regular now at 287. That's 22.5 cents more than it was at this time last year. Business at the box office, it was all about one movie this past weekend.
You're underage, which means you've still got the trace on you.
What's the trace?
If you sneeze, the ministry will know who wipes your nose.
Hey, after all these years and sequels, Harry may be lots of things, but he's not underage. The boy wizard working his magic again. The first part of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows brought in $125 million in its opening 3 days, the best opening weekend for any Harry Potter movie so far. And finally, to L.A. we go. That's Rihanna opening up last night's American Music Awards as seen on ABC. Rihanna would be one of the winners later on, capturing the award for Favorite Soul R&B Artist. Anything to say there, Rihanna?
What's up?
No, thank you. Among the many other winners, Usher, Taylor Swift, Black Eyed Peas, Brad Paisley, but your biggest winner of the night, 4 awards, including Artist of the Year, the singing haircut himself, Justin Bieber.
Truly, I don't know how this is possible because, you know, I've been singing Eminem since I was, you know, 3, and, you know, Usher's my mentor, you know, so this is big.
You know, Justin Bieber, by the way, the youngest ever to win Artist of the Year at age 16. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
59 past the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program.